In this episode, I speak with Grace DeRosha. She says to be you as your superpower. She talks about the power of no, but also the power of yes, how to stay curious, to cultivate some business bubbles, and maximize the benefit of all of your positions when you negotiate and take on jobs. Let's listen to hear what Grace DeRosha has to say. So much for joining me. I know happy to know you from the spokesperson program and know you have an MBA and small business and a lot of accolades. So I would love if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Caroline. I'm excited to be here, excited to talk with you and share a little bit. It's really funny when you think about your career and how it works. So I am a registered dietitian, and I get to be a national spokesperson with you, which is such an honor for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. But then also, so I was originally supposed to be a doctor, if you ask my parents. And this is a sad story. My dad died when I was 13, and he was actually a doctor, and he died of complications of type 2 diabetes. And it's interesting, when I went to college, I went to Michigan State, go green. And when I went, I was pre-med, but then I took a nutrition class and I thought, I've always been a helper. I like to consider myself a helper. And I always thought, wow, I really enjoyed that nutrition class. What if I helped people before they got sick? What if I helped people before there was something wrong, or if they did have a chronic condition that I could help them through it, so no one would have to lose someone they loved. I know that sounds like a downer story, but it's actually, I think, a positive story to help you find where you belong, what you're supposed to do, and what your passion point is. And thinking about the entrepreneurial spirit, like the power, people always talk about the power of no, which I do think is very powerful to figure out what is not yours, right? Like a multiple choice test, like which ones do we cross off that are not me?
Yes.
But then there's also the power of yes, and really tuning into who am I? What drives me? What am I passionate about? Who have I been from the get-go? And then how do I take that into my business and into my practice? So
yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing. I'm sorry to hear about your father, and appreciate the story and kind of knowing your why. I think we talk about that in our class too, a bit of knowing who you are and why you do it, which it sounds like you have a good sense of taking that from yourself into your work and your business.
Yeah, I always say, and like the CV resume stuff. So I went to Michigan State, like I mentioned. I got a bachelor's of science degree in dietetics, and then I also got one in psychology, because I always think the mind is such a powerful thing, even when I was young. So those things definitely have piggybacked on one another as I've been practicing as a dietitian.
Yeah, my first degree is psychology.
Yeah, so you know, it's definitely like definitely taps into anyone that we've worked with and just in life.
Yes.
And then I did my internship at Michigan State as well. And then later I got an MBA at Wayne State University, which is in here in Detroit. So it's interesting because I know you were wondering about like the value of an MBA. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I was the only dietitian in my MBA program. Being in Detroit, it was a lot of automotive people, a lot of engineers. And every time in the beginning of class, you have to say, you know, what do you do? And I would say that, and people would be like, that's really interesting that you're in here. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then they would obviously want a bunch of nutrition advice, but then, but I will tell you, I got so much out of it just, living in a very like sciencey math world and in my mind and growing up and studying that a lot, to be able to tap into like, what is marketing? Like, what is your brand? Also looking at numbers when you're thinking of accounting and finances and things of that nature. So it was very eye-opening to look at, economics and just how all of those things play into the bigger world and then later on into your business.
Mm-hmm. How about where were you in life and career when you decided to do the MBA and kind of what drew you to that?
Yeah, this is a great question. This is actually funny. I was working at Wayne State University at the time. I was working in research and I'm dating myself, but on the Women's Health Initiative. And I found out by being an employee at the university, I could go to school. And, you know, as dietitians are, and a lot of people, right, we're lifelong learners, always trying to tap in and learn more and soak it up. So I went to go see my advisor, and I originally thought I was going to get a master's of science in nutrition. And they were like, well, you are a registered dietitian. And she was great, actually, because of her. She helped me think a little bit more about what would really help expand my horizons. And then I thought kinesiology maybe for a little bit, because I had like group fitness certifications and I grew up as a dancer and still like taught dance class and workout classes. And then she handed me the pamphlet for MBA and she's like, I want you to read through this. And I just want you to think about how you could stay curious, I think is basically what she said. And then I thought about it and I looked through a bunch of stuff, tried to do my own research, and boom, I was like, you know what? She's right. Why not step outside of my box into something that I don't know as well and could really learn something?
That is awesome. I mean, clearly you shared something with her, or created the relationship where she saw in you a need to kind of veer off, you know, dietetics and go into that business world. And good for you for getting out of your comfort zone and learning something new.
I know I was nervous, especially once I first started. I was like, I work for Ford. I work for GM. I'm an engineer. And I was like, I am not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What do you think? So for dietitians who don't have the ability to get the MBA, what are some of the key, you mentioned all the important things, you know, the marketing, the finance. If someone is considering starting a private practice or a small business, do you recommend, you know, funding an MBA, or there's a few key pieces you think are really important to dive into?
Gosh, that's a great question, Carolyn. I don't think you necessarily have to have an MBA. I think I got really lucky considering, but I do think you should learn now in the social media day and age. So it's interesting in what jobs you end up falling into when you say yes. So I was a social media community manager, and then for a while I worked in external communications, also as a dietitian, like as a spokesperson for a large insurance company. And I think you, with social media nowadays, to like really expand your reach and get your name out there as you're trying to grow your business, depending on what you're trying to do, is an important way to garner attention for your business. And it's not easy.
No. So yeah, focusing really on the social media side of things, sounds like, yeah, that's been a focus this year as well.
Yeah. And I think if you are really growing your business, I think you should have an accountant. And, you know, as it's continuing to grow, like maybe you need a lawyer, just so that you know that what you're doing on your business side, as you're growing and expanding, allows you to have your ducks in a row so that you're feeling comfortable with your business and then your life, right? Because it can become a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And I would love to hear your take. This is a question that comes up a lot from the students of, well, how could I afford a lawyer or a accountant? What do I need? And I try to explain that it's unique and it's different, but that if you have your ducks in a row when you meet with them and you have some targeted questions, you don't need as much of their time. So I'd like to hear your take. Like, do you have someone that you've had a relationship with? How do you work with those other professionals when you need them?
Yeah. So we had an accountant that did like a financial advisor, like more for the life side. And then, so if you have someone like that, ask for recommendations, because there might be someone within their practice that knows a little bit about that already. And yes, go in go in prepared, you know, like we tell everyone, whether it's a patient going to see a doctor, have your questions ready. Whether it's a member that you're working with, like having them. So same for us, right? You want to go in with your questions ready and doing some of your research upfront that you might be able to look up yourself so you know kind of what you're talking about so you can ask the right questions that will help you the most. Because yes, an accountant or financial advisor is not as expensive as a lawyer. But then later on, if you do need that lawyer, same kind of thing. And ask about the lawyer's billing practice. I'm not an expert in this, but I do think it's important to say, because some lawyers will be like, I only bill on the half hour. So ask, like, can you bill me on the 15 minute or a 10 minute? Because if you only need 10 minutes of their time and they're billing you for a half hour, that account and that amount of money spent can really go up fast.
Yes, great, great tip for sure. Yes. Nice. How, and so you were working in the media world for the insurance and caught the eye of the Academy Media, and I believe, so what, I shouldn't assume, where are you now in terms of all the work? Because I know you're starting your own business, so where are you in everything?
So it's funny, I've had my business for a while and at a very smaller scale. And it's funny what happens when you do put yourself out there a little bit. I'm not saying that everyone is flocking to me, but people then start to ask, like, you know, can you help me? Or my mom needs a little help, or I have a cousin. And then all of a sudden you have clients, and working with your members, clients, patients, whatever word you want to use, and being your best dietitian self and like who you are and being you as your superpower, people will relate to that. And you're right, people, the ones that you are supposed to be working with. I think that's important too sometimes to make sure that as you're trying to, you know, people talk about niche. I feel like I don't really have that yet, but I feel like sometimes I think about how I am my niche. Like I am me, and that's hopefully what people like or want to work with. And I'll tell you, there have been people that we didn't jive, or it wasn't the right fit because they wanted a more quick fix, and that wasn't really what I do. But I think that's important to kind of remember that as you're going. And I didn't really answer your question, so I'm sorry.
You did it. Yeah, I know you. Yeah, you caught me up on the business has been small and growing. So what else are you doing? And or yeah, is it solely, are you pivoting solely to your business, or are you still
Oh,
doing
no.
other?
So I do work for this awesome company actually out of Chicago. They're called Marquee Health, where I do health coaching. I'm actually getting my, it's a lot of national board certified health and wellness coaching certification now. So I'm studying for that. There's that lifelong learning thing again.
Yes.
Because it's interesting how when you're trying to help people change, how the health coaching language and components to being a dietitian. So really helps them tap into their whys and drive their motivators to actually make those lifelong changes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome.
So
I have
it's
a quick
been
question. Sorry, I have a
interesting.
question about that now that you mention it, because this is another topic that has come up about, because there's coaching, CPT codes now where it's reimbursable, and, as a dietitian, don't we already have those skills? But, so could you expand quickly a little bit on like why you felt it was necessary to get that additional coaching certification on top of what you already have? Is it to work with additional folks?
I always think about how knowing is so important, but then the doing is really what gets you there. So as a dietitian and having the skill set, because right, we learn motivational interviewing in school, but then also where I work, that was one thing that they offered. And so I looked into it as like kind of a benefit of working there. And I was like, wow, this is really, I mean, I knew about it, but the classes were really interesting and kind of just at the same time, nice reminders, things I definitely knew, but different even words or saying or phrases to evoke change for someone. So Yeah, that made me tap into that. And I feel like it really works when I'm talking to people, even my husband.
Yes, I remember when we were learning MI, and folks around me asked me to stop using MI on them.
I know. My kids are like, don't MI me, like, and they're
Yes.
young. They're 7 and 9. Clay's like, are you using motivational interviewing right now? I was like, does it feel like I am? She's like, I'm not sure, but it feels like it a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's kind of, and am I correct that you may not need that additional coaching certification to do general coaching, but if you're trying to be reimbursed, you do need certified. And if you want to really deepen your skills, you need it.
Yeah, so obviously there's like MNT codes, but then now that there's health coaching codes, I think you need to have some kind of health coaching certification. There's a few different ones, and now they're becoming a national board, like nationally board certified one. So it's really interesting. I never knew it would go there, but it's interesting to know and hear about, because again, the psychology of how we work plays into that.
Yes, yeah. It sounds like you do a fantastic job of maximizing the resources available to you at all of your positions.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny from this conversation. I guess I do. I always ask actually about ongoing learning opportunities whenever I go, wherever I work. So, I definitely have tapped into that, haven't I?
That's awesome. I mean, you've definitely, when you're thinking about negotiation and it's what you're worth and what you're receiving in salary are not, there's so many more benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree, Carolyn.
Yeah. How about, so you talked about the, and I had a similar private practice experience where folks just started asking, I started doing it, but then I walked away from it. So is that how you started? And then how is it growing? How did you know it was time to kind of start that side hustle, and how have you been growing it?
Yeah, so it started the same like that. My mom's friends, actually, these precious Filipino ladies that wanted to live their healthiest, best lives, but still have rice. So we, they're the ones who started asking me. And it's funny because my mom, parents don't really listen to you, but now that my mom's friends listen to me, she's like, oh, I know you're so smart. That's, thanks for helping my friends bring down their blood sugar. And so it started like that, and then kind of just has grown through that. And honestly, because of that's why I've decided that I'm going to tap into it and like do it more. Because I like it. I like helping people. I love hearing about their lives and seeing, trying to meet them where they are and watch them grow and change. And when they tell you, I feel so good. Or thank you for saving my life. I'll cry right now. I
Yes.
mean, that's super impactful.
Yeah, definitely. And you said you went into this, you're a helper. So clearly that's, you're helping people.
Yeah, I like to think so, and I want to. So I think that's important. That's definitely a passion point of mine, is just to help.
Awesome. I think I want to start talking a little bit more about like pitching and stuff, but is there anything else about business acumen and resources or anything else from that side of things that you'd like to share or talk about?
Yeah, so because of how I started, do research on your price points and make sure that you stick with them, because again, it was my mom's friends that started with me. And so they're like, do I get a dis-? There's lots of questions about discounts, especially if you start, obviously you tap into your circle and your network. So, we're family, or I'm so and so's cousin. So just make sure that you know where you're at and know where you want to be with that. And if you do offer fluctuation, like even if you do offer quote unquote discounts, just make sure you stand your ground on that, because you have tons to offer, and you don't want to be going into this as, whether it's a side hustle or your private practice that will be your main source of finances and money, to then be like, ooh, I'm not making any money because I keep giving people discounts. So, and price point yourself accordingly.
Very good advice for sure. And where did you, how did you do your research for pricing?
So I did a lot of Googling. I talked to other friends of mine, because not only people just think you're offering nutrition counseling, but you have your years of experience, your tons of education. So yeah, so start like doing your research, seeing where the market is at nationally, internationally, locally, and then kind of going from there. I'm a big fan of packaging things because obviously people don't really make change in one session.
Correct.
So trying to explain that to them as well, I think is really important that we need a few times together to really make this work. So all of my things are packages.
Awesome. And how do you, so we can pivot, position, transition to pitches. How do you pitch your services? How do you pitch your business case? How do you pitch the media?
Okay.
Any.
So I think being, I said this I think already once, but like being you is your superpower. And I think that for media too, like you build relationships with people by being your, innate, authentic, genuine self. And people can see that and they can feel if it's not real. People are smart. So I think being you is one of the most important things that you can do. What when you're pitching, being creative with your ideas. Obviously with pitching to media, it's interesting because there's always some kind of national health observance or some kind of holiday coming up that you can spin off. But then taking that and trying to take it a step further to make it, I always say to make it grace. Because that's when it's gonna that and those conversations in the media is how you build those relationships. And you know that, Caroline, right? Like there's probably the same journalists that usually come to you because you've built a relationship with them and you've built a rapport with them. And then the nice thing about that is I was a spokesperson for an insurance company, but then when I stepped away from that and then I became a spokesperson for the academy, they started calling me and I was like, oh, you want me there at 5 a.m. Okay, I guess so. But but yeah, I think being yourself and taking what you know and what falls into timing of a calendar, because that's very newsy, but then making it yours as well. And then with your business case, honestly, same kind of thing. Like writing a business plan is tricky because the first time I wrote mine when I was in my MBA, I was like, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm going off in all these different places. So trying to hone in on a few things, like I like to call them like your business bubbles and like what are those? So like for example, a couple of mine are obviously there's general ones like nutrition counseling, but then I do have specifics like with heart health or diabetes education. So kind of knowing what your bubbles are and then knowing that with that is what you can say. I offer this because you're an expert in it and you know that's kind of where what you're and then thinking of your mission statement and what is your North Star. There's so many things. Like one of my North Stars is I always want to be helpful. If I'm feeling like I'm working with someone and there's like a lot of resistance or a lot of excuses, I literally try to dial it back. I'm like, let's start over. What do you want to talk about today? Because I want to be helpful to you today. So my North Star is making sure that I'm helping them and not hurting them per se. Or like when you call them, you want them to answer. So if it starts getting to a point where they don't want to answer because they're feeling resistant to you for whatever reason, so think about what your North Star is. Is it results driven? Is it I'm going to help be a helper? Is it whatever? So that everything can stem from that.
That is awesome. I know mine is kind of inspiration that I want to instill that inspiration in folks so that they want to make the change, whether that's when I was in my private practice or now with my students. That's kind of, if
I
I feel
love
like I'm
that.
losing that inspiration and people aren't really inspired, I have to change it up.
I love that. That's so, and I play off my name all the time. I always tell people, my name's Grace, so I'm going to give you grace
That's
always.
awesome.
So don't ever feel like you have to not talk to me because you didn't drink all your water.
Right, exactly. Gotta tell the truth for us. You have to be your authentic self to really make change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, any other tips for pitching anything? You
Oh,
can be great.
I think tapping into there's different places. I think a lot of people always think of like news broadcast as like that's a media pitch, but there's radio, there's podcasts, there's social media like Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives with people, partnering and collaborating. I love both of those words because I think they're important. If you're doing something that is as you're working on your practice and a nutrition practice, and you know someone who's a fitness person that you know and trust, and you guys start collaborating on some things, you guys then start to share networks. You know what I mean? So I think that's super important.
Yeah, and I know. So thinking about what you've talked about with social media and pitching different sources and your business, I know we know as spokespeople when we do interviews, we don't promote our own personal businesses, but it does get your name out there. So is that how you're advertising? Mostly word of mouth and social media, or how are
Yeah,
you?
it's funny, Carolyn. I'm mostly word of mouth. It's funny because there's something about it being it's not a secret or it's a or it's not an invite only, but there is something that draws people to that, like, oh, do you know that Grace Jerosha actually sees patients or sees clients or and she's like, oh, I didn't know that. And then we're like, yeah, you should call her. So it's kind of funny how that has happened when I didn't even mean for it to. So now they think people think it's like this secret special invitation and it's not. So there's that. And I don't really do anything on social media yet. That's the plan in the summer. But just trying to get more of my ducks in a row for what growth could look like.
Nice. Awesome. And is, I know you mentioned that you have a fitness interest, you used to be a dancer. Are you able to integrate those passions into what you're doing now or plan to do?
Yeah, so I feel like I've always taught like group fitness classes or I taught dance classes or I was a dance team coach or I actually even had a show, a dance and singing show at a casino here for a little bit, Greektown
Awesome.
Casino, which it seems so long ago. But I'm a dance mom now, so my daughter dances and I take dance classes. So I haven't really been doing anything with that as far as like my business goes, but it's always something that I've wanted to tap into. I have all these different, I have a, this is, oh, this is another thing. I think this is really good and important. I have this notebook that is like, I call it my creative notebook where I literally just spew ideas in it. And I think everyone should have one. Sometimes you look at it and you're like, that is a crazy wild idea, but like, it's not that bad. Whether that be for pitches or for business or whatever. And I always have things in there. So there's definitely some dance things in there that tie to getting people fit and healthy that I haven't done yet, but who knows?
Yeah, that could be your one of your new business bubbles and niches, right? Niches.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Let's see. What else do you want to share or talk about? You have so much. I love your passion, your creativity. You're clearly passionate about it. You have great stories, and I appreciate you authentically sharing them. So, what else do you want to share?
The one thing that I would say, so becoming a spokesperson and working in social media was I was not planning on ever doing that.
Either.
And so when I took a chance and I said yes, and I was scared, and I did it anyways, and I think that's okay. And I think sometimes when you do that, we talk about knowing who you are. Well, you start to become who you actually are. And so I think don't be afraid to say yes sometimes. Don't be afraid to say no if it doesn't fit, because that I've definitely done that as well. But don't be afraid to say yes to trying something new, because you never know where it could lead you. And look, now I'm here with you guys.
I know, and it's fantastic. Yeah, that is awesome. I love the, you started with the power of no, but you also circle to the power of yes. and being you as a superpower. I love that saying, and I'm going to quote you. I would let people know Grace DeRosa told me that.
Yeah, thanks. I think that's, I feel like I say that to my kids all the time. I think it's true.
That's awesome. How about wait? So you said you're getting into social media and growing your business. If students want to look, kind of follow your growth, where should they follow
Yeah.
you?
So I'm on Twitter at Grace Dietitian. I'm on Instagram as Grace DeRosa. And you can find me on LinkedIn as well, Grace DeRosa. I have a Facebook page. It's more personal, but I mean, I am always happy to connect with people. So feel free to reach out. I'd love to connect with people all the time.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I will definitely put those links in the show notes, and I'm sure we'll have some folks following you, and I really appreciate your time, Grace.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a blast, Caroline.
Yes.